Hi, this is Randy Gladden and the Lord and Gladden podcast. And as you know, we're in our series on the book Leaving Egypt. Now, today we're looking at Joseph. And we tend to love the story of Joseph. Here's a guy that dreams of greatness. God speaks to him. Now, in the process of God speaking to him, you know, when you hear from God, it's exciting. And you want to share it with people. Well, Joseph does that, and it doesn't work out too well. In fact, it says his brothers hated him. And you can read about the story if you want at the end of Genesis, starting in Genesis 37. But here's what's happening. So Joseph dreams of greatness. His brothers are not happy with this. They're jealous. Circumstances conspire that he's alone with them. And they're actually they throw him in a pit. They're talking about killing him. And it goes from that to selling him in slavery. And he's in Potiphar's house. And then he gets falsely accused in Potiphar's house. And he winds up in prison. Now, in the natural, it looks the exact opposite of his dreams coming to pass. But you know, God was in everything. And God was watching over and protecting him. And in Potiphar's house, it says that Potiphar was blessed for Joseph's sake. I mean, everything that was happening. He gets thrown in prison and he has so much favor there that he gets put in charge of the entire prison. Now, we can, when things aren't working out the way we think they should, we can get really focused on the circumstances. Obviously, I've missed it. Obviously, I'm not hearing from God. Or, you know, we're going, God, I'm in prison. Are you noticing? Or we can start to say, hold on, look at the favor I've got. Look at the blessing I've got. You know, in Joseph's life, if you're not Joseph, if I'm Joseph, I'm in the prison going, hey, God, hello, this isn't working out so well. But if you're standing back and you're not, and you're looking at Joseph, you can say, Joseph, yeah, I know that it doesn't seem like the plan is making progress, but look at the tremendous favor. Look at the authority you're being given. God is obviously at work. When you and I are going through circumstances, we're going through challenging times. Circumstances is too nice a way to say it, isn't it? When we're going through the hard times, we're going through the challenges. Don't look for what God's doing because we almost never can actually see it. But look at, is God at work in it? Now, I'm not talking about what he's doing in us, but take a look. Is God blessing in spite of it? Is he giving you favor? That's evidence that God is still at work. That's evidence. Why do you look for that? That's evidence that God's plan is still progressing, whatever it is. Even if you and I don't understand it, God has not given up on us. When you see and can see God at work around you, in spite of whatever trial you're in, it's evidence God isn't finished yet. God is still at work. Now, along the way, a couple of guys are in the prison. And Joseph interprets their dreams. And he says to the wine steward, when you get out, because he'd already told him he would, remember me. See, Joseph was trying to help God out. And we do that. When we believe God said something to us and we're at a tough time, we try to help God out. We try to figure out, oh, this must mean this. And so Joseph, you know, it's easy to look at the story and read it really quickly and like, okay, you know, Joseph just came to a place where he was at peace in prison. And I'm sure he probably had seasons or times when he was at peace, but overall, it's obvious, just like you and I, Joseph's going, God, get me out of here. And so he says to the wine steward, remember me. In other words, he's saying, get me out of here as soon as you can. And what happens? The guy forgets about him. It would be easy to be discouraged, but again, you got to look. God is still at work. Whatever you're going through, even if it looks like people have forgotten you, God is still at work. He is not finished, and there's a purpose so much bigger than you get right now. Now, and then there's the suddenlies. Joseph is suddenly remembered. He's brought before Pharaoh. He interprets the dream. And suddenly, Joseph goes from prison to greatness. And that's what we love of this story. We love the suddenlies. We don't necessarily like all the training that went into it, but we love the suddenlies. So suddenly he's in power. And then eventually Joseph's brothers come to him and he's disguised himself. They come to him because their provision has run out in the drought. And when they bow before him, it says that he remembered the dreams. All the stuff that God had said to him all those years before had new relevance to him at that point. And ultimately, he was able to say to his brothers effectively, "You didn't put me here." They were worried about how he was going to respond. He said, "You didn't put me here. God put me here." God was going to use this to save many, both God's people and Egypt. God was going to use this to impact so many people. In your life, God has this amazing plan for you. And leaving Egypt, he wants to take you to that promised land that he's designed just for you. It is your destiny. It's fulfillment. It's intimacy with him. It's amazing. But the story is still bigger than you. Just like we're going to see as we go on, the story is bigger than Joseph. We love the story of Joseph. But next week, we're going to look into the purpose. What was God really doing? What was the big picture? God has a big plan for your life. Allow him to take you there. And in those times of discouragement, when it doesn't look like it's happening, in fact, it looks like it's going backwards, remind yourself, God is still at work. He's still moving you forward. So see you next week when, in leaving Egypt, we're going to look at the purpose of what this was all about. Thanks for being with us.